DeMarcus, you've been part of these joint practices a bunch, right? I know you see the Cowboys and the Raiders hook up just about every year. How beneficial can it be?
You know what, going against the same team, eventually you figure out their reads, you figure out, you know, what guys are going to do. But sometimes it's good having another opponent coming in here. So it's almost like having 3 days of going to play a game. And you're going to sort of step it up a little bit because you're going against now an opposing team, you're going against another opponent. So you're going to be a little bit more aggressive because it's not, you know, one of your teammates. And this is what practice is about. You can get out here and really protect yourselves, you know, each team. You can get a lot out of it.
Lots of chatter, too. You guys are looking on the sideline, red zone. It's the defense that's out there bobbing and chatting. What kind of attitude do you think that reflects?
At the end of the day, you got to have a lot of chatter on defense. And I wouldn't say false enthusiasm, but you got to be enthusiastic to get out there. And no matter what the situation is, being able to bounce back. And that's what we're out here doing right now, just saying no matter what we're doing, if we're on the sideline, we're rooting on our teammates. But also you got to have that tenacity, you know, to get out there and just get into the grit. And we're having a good time today.
Do you go against a good left tackle on Dwayne Brown? Do you show him some things but not everything? What's your strategy when you go out here in a practice like this against a guy like that?
I show him nothing but everything that I can. But at the end of the day, don't lose so many battles. You got to always build your confidence going against another opponent. But you can't go out there and show them everything because you got to play in the game. They can figure out, they can watch all their, you know, practice tape, and then you get out there in the game, they know exactly what you got to do, what you're doing. So I think you got to put something back in the bag and not save it for the game.
You're a soft-spoken, thoughtful guy when you meet the bus. Does your personality change a lot when you strap on the gear and get out of the field? Or is the way you present yourself to us pretty much your demeanor on the field?
It's totally different. Yeah. When I put the pads on, it's almost like, you know, if you use a quarterback at the end of the day and you see him coming, you'll be a little bit scared, right?
Yeah.
But you got to have some of that aggressiveness when you get out there and play. You can't have have guys run you over at the end of the day. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not a chatterbox out there, but at the end of the day, I let my pads do the talking. And just go out there and just play. There's not much need to be said.
Everybody knows that defensive players are tough, that you have to be tough. I mean, everybody knows that Peyton Manning's a smart guy. Could it be that maybe his toughness is a little underrated, or have you seen evidence of his toughness, or are all quarterbacks just soft by nature? I mean,
at the end of the day, when you have a leader like Peyton, sometimes it's not really measured in toughness. It's how smart you can, you know, outwit the defenses. And that's sort of the toughness of getting into the meeting rooms, of knowing it all, and being able to, at the end of the day, make checks and being tough in situations when you know that, you know, they're going to be blitzing you majority of the time, and I'm not a running quarterback, but I still can beat you. So you got to still have that edge and that wit about you, saying, I don't care what you guys do. You know where I'm weak at, but I have strengths in other places.
Right. Yeah, and it seems to be every defense, whether it's Manning or any other quarterback, you're going to check out to some extent how tough he is in the pocket or under pressure or whatever. Is that fair to say?
I think that's true. You have to be able to get pressure on the quarterback.
Right.
And
and
see how he reacts to it. Some quarterbacks, if they know that you're blitzing them, they're more of a running quarterback. They're going to throw the short passes. They're not going to sit back there and let you hit them so they can make the deep balls. But a guy like Peyton, he'll take some of those hits. I mean, we don't want him to get hit.
Yeah.
But he'll take those hits and beat you deep. And at the end of the day, pat you on the butt, knowing they just scored a touchdown on you.
What makes a tough guy in the NFL, in a league that's violent? Is it pain threshold? What makes a tough guy? Pain threshold, motor, doesn't quit?
I think being smart. You got to be mentally smart, physically smart to the point of, you know, all quarterbacks aren't going to get in there and lift 315, but they can lift that playbook and knowing what they got to do. And, you know, defensively, you have to have just that. I always use that word tenacity. Just having that over and beyond effort, going out there and playing and not giving up. I think that sort of qualifies for a well-rounded, tough guy.
Yeah.
ask Vaughn about this. You see Clowney up close for the first time. You've got an idea of what the fuss is about with this guy, why people are so excited about his potential.
Yeah, I see how athletic he is, how he plays the game. And I mean, he had a couple plays in practice today, and you can see, you know, his athleticism. I mean, he's still young at the end of the day, but he's a great player. And, you know, experience comes with, you know, years and just maturing of the game and just figuring out the speed of it.
The same thing with what you see with JJ?
JJ, he's the same thing. I mean, his first year, he played pretty well, and then after that, he just propelled to a great player that he is right now. And, you know, JJ is one of those guys that he's at that not that typical, you know, 3-4 end. He'll play defensive end sometimes in the 4-3. He'll play, you know, nose tackle, wherever you want to put him at, because he's just that type of athlete. Can rush the passer and stop the run and make big plays.
Now that you've been around Vaughn for a while, what is there – one thing that has surprised you about him, either in demeanor or ability or something, that I didn't know that or didn't expect that?
You know, from all the chatter that they talk about Vaughn not being the guy that they want him to be, when I first got here, he was one of the first guys in the treatment room, you know, working out really hard, over and beyond. And then you can see how he's rehabilitated himself to be an even better player than he was. And that comes with, you know, again, mental toughness. And he's doing really well. And I was very surprised at how athletic he was. He's very fast and agile, really quick guy. I thought I was quick, but he's actually quicker than I am. He's quicker than I am. I don't know about in 5 yards, but in 10 yards, he's a little bit quicker.
Yeah, so in the 10 yards.
Yeah, 10 yards, yeah, he got me. But in 5, I think I got him.
Okay.
So you guys put up. Oh, sorry, kids, you got something.
Yeah, guys like me, not in your mind, guys like me might say, is Vaughn serious enough about the game? But you walked in here and you've seen that you do believe he's serious about the game.
When you see a guy that uses the offseason to get himself right, that shows that he can be very serious about a game when nothing matters. And now that, you know, you got mini camp and OTAs and training camp, he's out here still doing over and beyond. That shows his commitment to the team. And just having that and knowing that after each play we're talking to each other and him being focused like that about just the little small intricate things, I think that's really that shows that he's really focused this season.
Everybody's serious about the game 2 hours before kickoff.
Right, yeah. But this is what it takes. Being tough out here right now when it really doesn't matter, but you got to really get your toolbox ready for the season.
In that regard, Peyton was really upset with the way the offense performed today. Can that be a good thing when it means that much to him? The practice didn't go well.
When practice doesn't go well, when you're still scoring 6 touchdowns and you're upset. I mean, that's more kudos to the offense. I mean, I want somebody to be able to, no matter what, the little small mistakes, that's what, you know, make great players.
Okay.
And me, you know, jumping off sides or whatever, I'm just talking about myself. If you really key on really doing those little small things, that, you know, sets you over and beyond and being a great offense and defense.
You put the pads on tomorrow. Does that take any of the steam out of Saturday's game?
It can either add more steam, depends on how guys act tomorrow with pads on, or it can still just make it just a regular game at the end of the day. But I think if we get out here and practice like we need to practice, guys are still going to be balling for the game.